Jesus is our GPS to heaven. That's what he says in today's gospel. He says he is the way to heaven. If we have faith in him and live our faith by imitating him, becoming like him, doing what he does, we will share in his risen life. So Jesus is the ultimate role model. He shows us the way human life ought to be lived. The way we'll definitely encounter God, our God of love. Jesus isn't an ideal we strive for. He is the meaning of life and history. He is committed to us, and he promises to give us all we need to have a personal relationship with him. That's Easter faith, a relationship with the risen Jesus. As we follow Jesus' way as disciples, we do the works of Jesus, helping others, sharing our time and talent with others, reaching out, making sacrifices, showing loving mercy and forgiveness. That's how we follow Jesus' way and become more like him. That's also the point of today's second reading from the first letter of Peter. It's part of a homily for newly baptized Christians about how to live as a Christian in an environment that's hostile to Christianity's higher values. Just like ours today, huh? St. Peter's letter says every Christian is chosen by Christ to bring people out of darkness into light. Every Christian is a priest who mediates God for others. The letter says that Jesus is the foundation of all of our relationships. Life has no meaning without Christ. There's no future without Christ, no risen life without Christ. The author writes that we are to be living stones, joined together on the living cornerstone of Christ, building up into a new temple of God that cannot be destroyed, which we call the church. Whenever we refer to the church in the prayers of the Mass, we are not praying for Vatican City or Rome, although at one point we do single out our two leaders, our Pope and our Bishop. We're praying for each other, for each living stone that builds up God's new temple, God's people, the Church. Christ continues his work in the Church. This past week, our diocese held its annual spring conference. We heard one disturbing statistic. Almost half of practicing Catholics do not believe that a personal relationship with God is possible. That means almost half of us here are not living stones. But like St. Francis de Sales once wrote, God doesn't just want to have a personal relationship with priests and nuns. He wants to have a personal relationship with everybody. He knows we're sinners, but he made us in his image. He's proud of us, and he loves us. We're the pinnacle of his creation. So God wants a deep, loving friendship with each one of us, to be part of our daily lives, to be our partner in our joys and sorrows and when we're making decisions. Popes John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and Francis have repeatedly hammered at this point that each of us needs a personal relationship with Christ. So I can't presume anymore that everyone here has a relationship. you develop a personal relationship with Christ, and so would the rest of our parish staff. We all want you to have this for all the joy and confidence it brings. We won't shame you or scold you. We'll help you. God doesn't want cultural habits. People who go to Mass and receive the sacraments because that's what they've always done. If we have mindless faith, we're running on empty. Then we can't be living stones. We can't be church. God wants us to follow the way of Christ, to be disciples. That's